And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 19th of June, 2025. June 19th is World Albatross Day. An albatross is a large, magnificent seabird capable of soaring incredible distances without rest. Long viewed with superstitious awe by sailors, they spend most of their time gliding over the open ocean. Most people around the world rarely get a glimpse of these unique birds, because even when they do visit dry land, it's only to breed on remote islands before going back out to sea. The wandering albatross has the largest wingspan of any living bird, measuring up to 12 feet across. This helps the wandering albatross soar 500 miles in a day and maintain speeds of nearly 80 miles per hour for 8 hours straight without even having to flap her wings. Part of the secret is locking elbow joints, which enable the bird to keep her wings extended for long periods at no energy cost from her muscles. Once they fledge, albatrosses may spend a year or more at sea without setting foot on land. Touching down in the water puts them at risk of shark attacks, so they touch down only briefly to feed. It's widely believed that albatrosses sleep while flying. Evidence of that behavior is still lacking, but it has been documented in the closely related frigate. They court each other with elaborate mating dances that develop over time and eventually become unique to each pair. Despite the distance they've managed to maintain from people, most albatross species are now threatened with extinction due to human activities. Many albatrosses are dying at sea, fatally ensnared by fishing lines and nets. The phrase albatross around my neck gained its negative connotation from Samuel Taylor Coleridge's poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. In the poem, a sailor shoots an albatross, a bird traditionally seen as a good omen for sailors, and is subsequently cursed to wear the dead bird's carcass around his neck as punishment. This act of killing the albatross is seen as a transgression, leading to misfortune and suffering for the entire crew. It's the birthday of Henry Spira, born on this day in 1927. Henry Spira was an American activist for socialism and animal rights, who is regarded by some as one of the most effective animal advocates of the 20th century. Spira read an article on April 5, 1973, by the Australian philosopher Peter Singer. In it, Singer referred to animal liberation, thereby coining the phrase. Spira was inspired. He said, Singer described a universe of more than 4 billion animals being killed each year in the USA alone. Their suffering is intense, widespread, expanding, systematic, and socially sanctioned. And the victims are unable to organize in defense of their own interests. I felt that animal liberation was the logical extension of what my life was all about, identifying with the powerless and the vulnerable, the victims, dominated and oppressed. Henry turned Singer's ethical lessons into action, launching campaigns against organizations whose practices caused unnecessary suffering to animals. He took on some of the most powerful companies in America, including Revlon, Avon, Purdue, and McDonald's. His respectful, though forceful, dialogue with these opponents convinced them that they could change their procedures without losing face or profit. Spira is particularly remembered for his successful campaign in 1976 against animal testing at the American Museum of Natural History, where cats were being experimented on, and for his full-page advertisement in 1980 in the New York Times that featured a rabbit with plaster over the eyes and the caption, "How many rabbits does Revlon blind for beauty's sake?" Henry took out full-page ads mocking false claims in chicken magnate Purdue, as well as McDonald's and KFC advertising campaigns. Every one of his campaigns was a result of months of planning and research. His goal was to choose campaigns that were winnable and would impact as many animals as possible. And here are a few stanzas from The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. God save thee, ancient mariner, from the fiends that plague thee thus. Why look'st thou so? With my crossbow I shot the albatross. Ah, well-a-day, what evil looks had I from old and young. Instead of the cross, the albatross about my neck was hung. Is it he, quoth one, is this the man? By him who died on cross, With his cruel bow, he laid full low the harmless albatross. Farewell, farewell, but this I tell to thee, thou wedding guest. He prayeth well who loveth well, both man and bird and beast. He prayeth best who loveth best all things, both great and small. For the dear God who loveth us, he made and loveth all. A few stanzas from The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. This has been The Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to live vegan for the harmless albatross.